Hello and welcome to The Grove. Today we'll be looking at Morgana, the Fallen. Conflicted between her celestial and mortal natures, Morgana bound her wings to embrace humanity and inflicts her pain and bitterness upon the dishonest and the corrupt. She rejects laws and traditions she believes are unjust and fights for truth from the shadows of Demacia, even as others seek to repress it by casting shields and chains of dark fire. More than anything else, Morgana truly believes that even the banished and outcast may one day rise again. Morgana is a champion of Demacia, a strong, lawful kingdom with a prestigious military history. Demacia's people have always valued the ideals of justice, honor, and duty most highly, and are fiercely proud of their cultural heritage. But in spite of these lofty principles, this largely self-sufficient nation has grown more insular and isolationist in recent centuries. Now, Demacia is a kingdom in turmoil. The capital, the great city of Demacia, was founded as a refuge from sorcery after the nightmare of the Rune Wars, and built upon the riddle of Petrosite, a peculiar white stone that dampens magical energy. It is from here that the royal family has long seen to the defense of the outlying towns and villages, farmland, forests, and mountains rich with mineral resources. However, following the sudden death of King Jarvan III, the other noble families have not yet approved the accession of his sole heir, young Prince Jarvan, to the throne. Those who dwell beyond the heavily guarded borders are increasingly viewed with suspicion, and many former allies have begun to look elsewhere for protection in these uncertain times. Some dare to whisper that the golden age of Demacia has passed, and unless its people are willing to adapt to a changing world, something many believe they are simply incapable of doing, the kingdom's decline may be inevitable, and all the Petrosite in the land will not protect Demacia from itself. Whether through destiny or circumstance, Morgana and her sister were born to a world in conflict. The cataclysmic Rune Wars had ripped through most of Valaran and Shurima, and seemed poised to engulf even the peaks of Targon. Morgana's parents, Mahira and Kalam, knew the legends of the Great Mountain granting divine power. They saw no other choice than to attempt the long and perilous journey if their tribe was to be saved. Even when they learned Mahira was with child, they could not turn back. Finally, when Runeterra touches the stars, Kalam watched in wonder and fear as Mahira was chosen to embody the aspect of justice. The couple returned not only with the salvation they sought, but twin daughters, Morgana and Kale. However, the celestial power that claimed Mahira began to overshadow her mortal personality and affections. She would often push the girls into their father's arms, abandoning them to answer battle's call. For many months, uncertainty gnawed at Kalam. The wars still raged on countless fronts, and his beloved wife was slipping away. Fearing for his daughter's safety, he waited for Mahira to leave once more, and fled Targon with them both. Though their destination did not yet have a name, it would become known as a haven from magic and persecution, the Kingdom of Demacia. There the twins grew different as day and night. While Kale studied the settlement's growing set of laws, dark-haired Morgana became troubled by the distrust of new arrivals. Knowing what it was to be a refugee, she wandered the wilds, talked to wayward mages, and others cast out for the dangers they might bring. At home, she felt her father's heartbreak at leaving Mahira behind, and grew bitter at her mother for causing such pain. Morgana's fears that she and Kale might carry some remnant of the aspect's power were eventually confirmed, when a great blade, wreathed in shadow and starfire, fell from the heavens. As it pierced the ground, splitting in two, feathered wings burst from the girl's shoulders. Their father wept at the sight of them each taking up half of the weapon, and turning away even as Morgana reached out to comfort him. While Kale embraced their new calling, rallying an order of judicators to enforce the laws, Morgana resented her gifts. Until the night their settlement was raided, Kalam found himself surrounded as the fighting spread. In that moment, Morgana rushed to shield him, burning his attackers to ash. Together, the sisters saved countless lives, and were hailed as the winged protectors of Demacia. But Kale grew more extreme in her ideologies, and Morgana increasingly found herself pleading the case of those who wanted to atone for their crimes. and a chord was struck between the sisters and their mortal devotees, though it was uneasy and did not last. Kael's most ardent disciple, Ronas, came to arrest Morgana herself. Attempting to protect her penitent followers, she shackled him with dark flame until he fell to the floor, dead. Divine fire lit the city from above as Kael swore to bring Ronas' killer to justice, and Morgana met her sister in the skies. They raised their blades, each matching the other with arcs of blinding light and burning darkness that lashed down at the buildings beneath them. It seemed certain that one of them would win, but Morgana faltered when she heard their father's anguished voice. Kilam lay in the rubble, mortally wounded. Howling with grief, Morgana hurled her half of their mother's sword at Kael and plunged to the surface like a meteorite. She cradled her father, cursing their inheritance for the destruction around them. Kael landed, dumbstruck, and Morgana demanded to know if the smiting of wicked mortals included Kilam, whose crime was stealing them away from their mother. Kael gave no answer, but soared into the heavens without looking back. Morgana's wings became an inescapable reminder of her pain. She tried to cut them from her flesh, but could find no blade strong enough. Instead, she bound them with iron chains, resolving instead to walk the world of mortals. Over the centuries, her tale fell into myth, and the name Morgana was all but forgotten. To this day, the people of Demacia venerate the Winged Protector, but recall only the glory and truth of one sister. While Morgana's dark outbursts and belief in personal redemption became the mysteries of the Veiled One. Through all of this, she still refuses to abandon those who would seek her aid. Bitter, betrayed, she bides her time in the kingdom's shadows, knowing with certainty that Kael's light will someday return to Runeterra, and we all will face her judgment. As magic begins to rise again, Morgana sees that dawn is nearly upon them.
The trials I endured were seared into my soul. They drive me forward, even after my wounds have healed. My wings remember the wind. No longer. Those who soar amongst the clouds lose sight of the life below.